from Tidbits on March 16th, 2009. This is the audio edition of Printing Shipping Labels from PayPal's Shopping Cart, written by Dennis Worcester. A client of mine recently set up a simple shopping cart from PayPal. He sells a small widget that he invented, and he handles the packing and shipping himself. In general, PayPal makes it easy to print shipping labels that include a barcode for delivery confirmation and electronic postage. It's a convenient way to save time at the post office for people like my client, who do a lot of mailing. PayPal's Java-based label printing software, an applet embedded in a web page, consists of a window that displays the label it plans to print, along with three buttons. One button selects a printer, another prints a preview image with a watermark, and the last one prints the official label and deducts the postage amount from your PayPal balance. I was optimistic about using a Dymo Label Writer Twin Turbo for this purpose, but no matter what I tried, I couldn't get the labels to print the desired orientation. I wanted landscape, but they would print only as portrait. Traditionally, a Mac user would solve this problem by adjusting the paper orientation in the page setup dialog. In this case, while doing so changed the way the browser would print the entire web page, it had no effect on the embedded Java applet. Unfortunately, according to PayPal's support pages, quote, "label printers are not currently supported on Macintosh computers." That is, if you want to print a shipping label from a Mac using a label printer, you're out of luck. Fortunately, I discovered an effective workaround that mitigates that gloomy position. After a little bit of experimentation, we're now printing shipping labels just fine using the Dymo Label Writer Twin Turbo. Other Dymo units that support the one-part internet postage label, SKU 99019, should work just as well. The trickiest part of the problem is that PayPal's embedded Java applet doesn't present a standard print dialog. Once you click the print label button in the applet, the label printer immediately dispenses the label, incorrectly printed. To wrestle control of the printing process, I needed to interrupt PayPal's Java applet before it could communicate with the label printer. I reasoned that printing to an intermediate PDF file would be a good start. However, this wasn't as straightforward as it would be from a normal Macintosh application. Again, I didn't have a standard print dialog to work with. What I needed was a virtual printer that would take a print job and turn it into a PDF file. As long as PayPal's applet would print to this virtual printer, I could do whatever I wanted with the result. Although Adobe's Acrobat Professional installs a virtual printer that can make PDFs, it costs $449 and is overkill for this particular need. After a little Googling, I found the free CUPS PDF and followed its directions to create a virtual printer that prints directly to a PDF file. Then I directed PayPal to print labels to this virtual printer. The first test worked perfectly, outputting a PDF file into a folder on the desktop. After that, I opened the PDF file in preview, where I was finally able to adjust the orientation to landscape in the page setup dialog and select the proper label from the paper size pop-up menu. Finally, I clicked the print button in preview's print dialog, and the Dymo Label Writer Twin Turbo dutifully printed the label, just as I wanted. Success! Until PayPal updates their label printing applet to work properly with Mac-connected label printers, I suggest using this method. It requires an extra step, but any label at all is better than believing PayPal's claim that it's impossible. Dennis Worcester provides Mac-focused expertise to businesses in and around Rochester, New York. He has written for Ziff Davis's Mac Administrator's Journal and is presented at the User Group Leadership Conference. Dennis is a certified Apple product professional and currently blogs the solutions he discovers at Mac Smarts. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engston. As much as this is a really useful workaround for this particular problem, I think it's actually more important to realize that the general problem that Dennis has solved is that if you need a little bit more control over printout, you need to interrupt that printing process, try printing to CUPS PDF and then working with what it spits out. Because you might be able to do something more interesting, something different that is previously allowed, once you've got the PDF that you can work with.